Anyone for tennis? Speaking of tennis, I've got a mathematician on the line, and a statistician, and a tennis fan. No, it's not three people. It's all the one. His name is Tristan Barnett, and he's got an idea. Good morning, Tristan.
Hello, Red.
You got this... your contention is that tennis is going on too long.
Yes, it certainly is.
I can't agree with you. I couldn't possibly agree with you more. It does go on a bit, I reckon.
It does, and we see that in these advantage fifth sets, which they play at the Australian Open. When you get two big servers that meet, none of them can break serve, and you get these matches which almost go on forever.
You know, I reckon there's actually a few sports like this which, in which the original rules kind of don't work anymore. Like in the case of soccer, they need to change the rules so that somebody can score a goal. And in the game of basketball, they need to change the rules so they don't score so many. And you've got a similar thing going on here with tennis. Now, what happens in tennis is that you reach a sort of deadlock where they sort of... how does it work?
Well, they get to... you understand that the first four sets, they play a tiebreaker sets.
Right.
So when it reaches 6-all within the set, they play a tiebreaker game. And that decides who wins that tiebreaker game wins that set.
Right.
Now, that's not a problem. But in the advantage, in the fifth set, they play an advantage. And at 6-all, there's no tiebreaker played. One player has to get two games ahead to win.
Right.
And so you got to understand the men's tennis, where the serve is so dominant, it's just very, very difficult for one player to actually break serve.
And
we saw an example, you know, in a match between Roddick and Elanui that went to 21-19 in the fifth set. The whole match took 5 hours to complete.
And what was the result? Roddick was injured in the next round, wasn't he?
Roddick was injured in the next round. And he ended up losing to Rainer Schüttler, and in a match which really he should have actually won.
So how can you change? What rule would you change?
I would certainly play a tiebreaker fifth set,
mm-hmm.
which is what they're currently using in the US Open. And an even better method is actually to change the game itself. So instead of playing your standard deuce game, you play what we've introduced, which is a 50-40 game, where you actually eliminate the possibility of getting the deuce altogether.
So you don't never have a deuce?
You'd never have a deuce. At 40-30, the next point would actually win the game.
Right.
That makes the game more evenly contested on serve. You're getting more exciting points.
I don't have a problem with this. Just something you mentioned in passing there. Are you telling me that, in fact, the rules of tennis vary? At the US Open, they're different to the Australian Open?
Yes, the US Open does play a tiebreaker fifth set.
Because I always have a problem. Whenever somebody says, I want to change the rules, I'm thinking, oh, there's going to be so much resistance to this.
It has been...
Like having a new announcer at the ABC?
Yes. Well, no, there has been a lot of rule changes in tennis, particularly in doubles. I understand that the third set, they play a super tiebreaker again, and obviously the women only play three sets.
Yeah, good point. Well, I think this idea's probably got legs, because, I mean, let's face it, half the people watching tennis are only half watching anyway.
They won't even notice
if you change rules. Now, you're going to announce, give a dissertation on this notion today, I believe.
Had a conference on tennis medicine, and then I was actually presenting this material. And yes, I've certainly got some good feedback from it.
Well, I think anything that stops the players from actually killing themselves while they're out there is probably a good idea. Thanks very much for talking to us, Tristan. Tristan Barnett, mathematician, statistician, tennis fan, and guy with some interesting ideas. 27 minutes past 7.